avenging the small nation of Judah against the nation of Ethiopia. The army is twice as large as yours. What do you do in that situation?
所以我们来想象一下，当时犹大国应该不是一个特别大的国家，然后埃塞俄比亚是一个很强大的国家，他们带的兵力是你自己国家兵力的大概两倍左右，会怎么样
？Let's look at the story in verse 11. Then Asa cried out to the Lord, his God, Lord, there is no one besides you to help the mighty and those without strength. Help us, Lord God, for we depend on you, and in your name we have come against this multitude. Lord, you are our God. Do not let a mere mortal hinder you. Verse 11.
我们继续来看这个故事，在十一节里面，亚撒呼求耶和华他的神说，耶和华呀，唯有你能帮助软弱胜过强盛的耶和华我们的神啊，求你帮助我们，因为我们仰赖你，奉你的名来攻击这大军。耶和华呀，你是我们的神，不要容忍胜过你。
From a human and military standpoint, Asa and the kingdom of Judah that were outmatched, outnumbered.
我们从人的角度来看的话，犹大王当时他的兵力，他的国家的实力都是不如那个五十王的。
But the writer of this story tells us that King Asa humbled himself, and instead of depending on his own might, he cried out in dependence to his Lord God Almighty.
但我们看到，在这样一个情况下，亚撒王的话，他没有去依靠自己或者自己的智慧，而是他来到谦卑的来到神的面前去依靠他的神。
And look at the results in verse 12.
我们在十二节就看到他们的一个结果。
So the Lord God routed the Cushites. Cushites are the Ethiopians. So the Lord God routed the Cushites before Asa and before Judah, and the Cushites fled.
十二节，于是耶和华使古实人，古实人就是埃塞俄比亚人。耶和华使古实人败在亚撒和犹大人面前，古实人就逃跑了。
So Asa submitted himself humbly to this test, and God rewarded him, blessed him, and protected him and his nation.
所以在这样一个试炼当中，亚撒王他来到神的面前，他依靠神，神就祝福他和他的国家。
So great. Asa continued on his journey in the middle of his life, and God blessed him.
所以我们看到亚撒在后面继续的依靠神，然后神继续的来祝福他的他。
Now the passage that we read today is in the middle of Asa's life.
今天我们读的这样一段经文是亚撒他中间的一段生活经历。
The Spirit of God in chapter 15, the Spirit of God came to Azariah. He was an unknown prophet. So God's Spirit comes upon this prophet to tell a message to King Asa.
我们看到十五章的开头说神的灵感动俄德的儿子亚撒利亚。那么亚撒利亚的话是我们未知的这样一个先知，神借着这样一个新先知来跟亚撒王说话。
And we already read it, but basically the point is, Asa, if you continue to wholly and humbly seek the Lord God, God will be with you and He will fight the battles for you.
那么十五章的前面这一段经文早上我们已经读过了。这里的信息就是耶和华告诉亚撒王说，如果他继续的来顺从耶和华的话，神与他同在。
And he will not be, if you seek the Lord God, he will be found by you. But if you abandon him, he will abandon you. Verse 2.
第二节里面说，你们若寻求他，就必寻见；你们若离弃他，他必离弃你。
So when Asa heard these words, he knew that they're from the Spirit of God. He humbled himself.
所以当亚撒王听到这些话的时候，他知道是从神而来的话，所以他就谦卑自己。
And then in this chapter, it continues that because of this commitment that Asa did, he implemented spiritual reforms in his nation.
那我们继续看到，在这个故事里面，后来亚萨就在他的这样一个国家里面有这样一个改革复兴。
So remember, his father and his grandfather, they led the nation of Israel into worshiping stones and trees and even detestable practices. But now Asa got rid of all of this.
那之前我们也讲到亚萨的父亲和他的祖父，他们过去都后来都去拜偶像，可能拜一些石头，拜一些树，包括一些可憎恨的偶像。但是亚萨的话，他就把这些偶像都去掉了。
You see, the nation of Judah, they were experiencing spiritual revival. People were coming back to the Lord and worshiping Him again.
所以犹大国的话又再一次经历一个属灵的复兴，然后他的民又都回到神的面前，再一次的来敬拜神。
But there's an important principle in this.
这里面就告诉我们一个重要的原则。
Even a vital and spiritual revival is no guarantee of continuing godliness, walking righteously with the Lord.
就是即使我们经过一个非常重大的一个属灵的复兴，但也不代表我们能够持续的来过一个圣洁的生活。
We must be careful to keep our eyes and our hearts on the Lord every day of our lives.
我们还是要在每一天日常的生活当中，将我们的眼睛定睛在神的身上。
You may have experienced revival in your Christian life. It could have been recently. It could have been years ago, or when you first became a Christian.
将我们的心定睛在神的身上。我们可能在我们信仰的某一个历程当中，可能是在最近，或者可能是在比较久时间之前，或者可能是在我们刚信主的时候。我们经历了神在我们属灵里面的一个复兴。
It oftentimes happens, for example, when the youth, when they go to a Christian summer camp and they experience revival and they want to love God and seek God.
那包括像我们，比如说有一些年轻的人，他们暑假的时候去参加一个福音的夏令营的时候，可能经过这个夏令营，他们属灵里面也得到再一次的复兴，他们愿意来跟从神。
Or even as adults, when we experience hardship and God brought us out of that hardship, we're grateful to Him and we're revived again and we're seeking the Lord and loving Him.
或者作为我们成年人，就是我们经历了一个很困难的事情，但是在这样一个困难之中，神拯救我们，神带我们走出这样一个困境。那么可能走出困境之后，我们也再一次经历这样一个。属灵的复兴，我们愿意再一次的来去敬拜神。
But let's remember that God calls us to a wholehearted devotion every day of our life.
但是我们要知道，神呼召我们，让我们每一天都委身于他。
So towards the later part of King Asa's life, as he continues to reign, he makes a fatal mistake.
我们继续的看到后面，当亚萨王继续的来管理这样一个国家的时候，他就犯了致命的错误。
Let's go to chapter 16 of Second Chronicles.
我们继续来看历代之下的十六章。
And the point here we learn is that seek the Lord even in the midst of your despair.
这里面给我们的功课就是，即使在绝望当中，我们也要来寻求神。
So in this part of King Asa's life, God sends him two major tests to test his faith and his devotion.
在亚萨的晚年，我们看到神给他两个大的考验。
First, in the 36th year of Asa, so he's about 47 years old, there is another king, the cousins.This is Jewish people from the north. They are now coming against King Asa and his kingdom of Judah.
我们看到十六章说亚萨三十六年，所以当时亚萨统治犹大国的话已经有三十六年。 那这个时候他大概应该47岁的样子。这个时候他的表兄弟就是北国的以色列王就要上来攻击他们这样一个国家。
And both the northern and the southern kingdom they've been divided already for about 60 years.
那在这个时候的话，北国跟南国，以色列跟犹大，他们已经分成两个国家，大概有60年的时间。
Unfortunately, the northern kingdom they followed in the ways of idol worship of the local Canaanite gods and the local religions.
那以色列国呢？当时他们就还是继续的去敬拜一些偶像。
The southern kingdom, at this moment, they have been experiencing revival and peace in the land under King Asa.
但是南国在亚撒王的带领之下，他们去敬拜神，他们经历了一个属灵的复兴。
So as King of Israel comes against King Asa, they start building a fortress about 5 miles north of Jerusalem, 5 miles north of the temple, 5 miles north of the king's palace.
那以色列王上来攻击犹大人的时候，他们就在离耶路撒冷北边大概5英里的地方修筑这样修筑城墙，就是大概就是5英里的这样一个地方。
Imagine an enemy coming to your front door, to your neighborhood, and is building a fortress, and he's getting ready to attack you.
那么我们可以想象一下，你的敌人已经攻到你家门口了，而且他们在修建一些城墙设施，就是要来攻击你。
Now remember, about 30 years before, the Cushites, the Ethiopians, they were about 20 miles southwest of Jerusalem, and now they're just a few miles north of Jerusalem.
前面我们在14章的时候讲到，当时埃塞俄比亚人来的时候，离他们的这个城市东南边大概还有20英里的地方。但是这一次，就是北国的以色列离他们这个耶路撒冷就更近的一个地方。
What will King Asa do?
那亚撒在作为国王应该怎么办呢？
Remember, he started well when he was 10 or 11 years old.
我们还记得他在10岁、11岁的时候，他的刚开始的时候是做得非常好。
Remember when the prophet Azariah spoke to him, and he made a covenant with God and said, "I promise, we will seek you, Lord, and we will not abandon you." He made a promise with God that they will seek him.
包括在那个先知亚撒。利亚跟他讲话的时候，亚撒王也向神许愿说他要去寻求神，不会丢弃神。
And here he makes a fatal mistake.
但是在他的晚年的时候，他就犯了致命的错误。
The story continues that instead of seeking and depending on the Lord, he went and made a treaty with the arch enemy of Israelites, with the king of Egypt.With the king of Assyria, where Damascus is.
那我们看到亚撒在这一次面临攻击的时候，他不再是寻求神的旨意，而是去跟他们的那个仇敌去联合起来。
Can you imagine there was wars and trouble back then, and we still have trouble in Syria and Israel?
他当时就是跟大马士革的这样一个亚兰王去。
So instead of relying on God, he takes the silver and the gold from the treasuries of the temple of God, and he goes and makes a deal, bribes the king of Damascus, the king of Syria, so that he will go and fight the northern kingdom of Israel.
所以当时在第二节里面就记载到说，亚撒把那个库房里面的一些金子银子都拿出来了，然后送给他们就是旁边的一个国家叙利亚，就是大马镇那些的大马士革的这样一个亚兰王，让亚兰王去攻击以色列王。
Let's look at how God deals with King Asa's unfaithfulness and betrayal.
我们看看神对于亚撒的这样一个不 忠心或者说背叛，他是怎么来处理的？
Chapter 16 verse 7 says this: At that time, Hanani the seer came to King Asa of Judah and said to him, Because you depended on the king of Aram, Syria, and have not depended on the Lord your God, the army of the king Aram has escaped from your hand.
16章的第七节，那时先见哈拿尼来见犹大王亚撒，对他说：“因你仰赖亚南王，没有仰赖耶和华你的神，所以亚南王的军兵脱离了你的手。”
Verse 8: Were not the Cushites or the Ethiopians and the Libyans a vast army with very many chariots and horsemen? And when you depended on the Lord, He handed them over to you.
第八节，古时人路比人的军队不是甚大吗？战车马兵不是极多吗？只因你依赖耶和华，他便将他们交在你手里。
Key verse 8:9. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to show Himself strong for those whose hearts are completely His. You have been foolish in this matter, for from now on you will have wars.
第九节，耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。你这事行的愚昧，此后你必有征战的事。
We might think that Asa, King Asa, you made a mistake. There is still time to repent and change your ways.
那我们看到亚撒王在这里犯了一个错误，当然他还有时间，有机会去改正他的这样一个错误。
King Asa, you've experienced revivals for 2 decades. You've been close to the Lord. Maybe you will change and repent and turn towards God and say, I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me.
那亚撒王，你在20多年的时间里面经历了这样一个属灵的复兴，跟神的关系非常的亲近。那么在犯了这样一个错误之后，是不是有可能亚撒王会回到神的面前说，神，我做错了，求你来赦免我？
But instead of listening to Hanani and changing and having a change of heart, King Asa got angrier and angrier against Hanani, against God, and against a lot of people, and he became a tyrant for the rest of his life.
那本来他有机会，就是当哈拿尼来指出他的错误的时候，他可以去听这个哈拿尼的话来悔改，来回到神的面前。但是我们看到，事实上他非常恼恨哈拿尼对他说的话，而且他也对他的老百姓开始生气，来虐待他们，所以他就成了一个暴君。
And not only that, as the chapter 16 continues, when Asa, in his 40th year of his reign, he had a foot disease.
我们在十六章的接着往下看，看到后来，亚撒在做王大概40年的时候，他的脚就生了一个病。
And instead of fully depending on the Lord to help him and guide him, Asa only asked for the help and wisdom from the physicians and from the doctors.
那么在这样一个生病的情况下，亚撒也没有去求耶和华，他只是仅仅的去求医生，没有在求医生的同时去依靠神耶和华。
Not that God doesn't want us to seek help from the doctors.
并不是说神在我们生病的时候不要我们去看医生。
But it's that King Asa, he only trusted and relied on the help and wisdom of the doctors and not even asked God, lead me, guide me, help me.
但是亚撒在他病中的这样一个情况，他只相信这样一个医生的智慧，他只求医生，他没有去求耶和华来继续的带领他。
Asa started well in his life journey.
亚撒的话，在他早年的生活当中，在他刚开始的时候，这样一个属灵的行程当中，做得非常的好。
He even continued well into the middle of his life.
而且在他整个就是中间的这样一段时间，也属灵生活过得非常好。
He He even implemented spiritual reforms and had revival in his own heart and in the nation.
而且他在自己的心当中，在他整个国家当中，产生了这样一个属灵的复兴。
But he failed towards the end of his life.
但是在他一生快要结束的时候，在他晚年的时候，他却失败了。
He did not continue to rely and seek the Lord towards the end of his reign.
他在他执政的最后一段时间，他没有再继续的来依靠神。
He had a chance. He had a chance to seek God's forgiveness, but no, he hardened his heart.
他本有机会来寻求神的赦免，但是他让自己的心刚硬。
What about you and me?
那今天你跟我是怎样的光景？
How is our faith walk today?
我们今天在信心里面的
When tests and despairs and hardships come along our way, how do we deal with them?
当我们遇到困难或者绝望的情况的时候，我们怎样来面对这样的情况？
The Word of God says in 16:9, "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the whole earth." To show himself strong for those whose hearts are completely his. 16:9.
十六章的九节，耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。
We will make mistakes. We will fall as we walk in the Lord.
我们在跟主同行的时候，我们会犯错误，我们会跌倒。
But in those moments, do we continue running away in anger against God? Or do we come back to Him and say, God, you love me, you are righteous, I'm yours, help me.
但是在这样的情况当中，我们是对神生气，然后远离神，还是我们再一次回到神的面前，说，神，你是信实。
Christian life is not trouble-free life.
神，你是信实的，请你来帮助我。那么我们知道基督徒的生活不是说没有无忧无虑的一个生活。
Just look at our Lord and Savior Jesus. He was crucified, betrayed for being obedient to his heavenly Father.
我们看看我们的主耶稣，他因着遵守神的旨意，他最后被钉在十字架上，被钉死。
Yet as he was on the cross, he was still loving and caring for the enemies of God and the enemies of Him.
但是即使被钉在十字架上的时候，耶稣他还是去爱那些神不认识神的、反对神的，包括反对耶稣他自己的那些人。
Brothers and sisters, today and every day of our life, God's eyes are upon us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，在今天，在我们每一天，神的眼睛都来查看我们。
He will send us tests throughout our life.
他会在我们的生命当中，让我们去经历一些试炼。
And in those tests, He wants to see our wholehearted devotion to Him.
在这些试炼当中，神希望看到我们全心的委身于他。
It will be difficult.
当然，要做起来很困难。
My brothers and sisters, we have the Spirit of the Living God on the inside of us, and we have the community of a local church to help us to go through any kind of test that we have.
但是弟兄姐妹，在我们的心里面有这样一个永活神赐给我们的圣灵，而且我们有这样一个属灵的团契，我们的教会来帮助我们。
Don't run.Your spiritual race alone.
所以我们没有必要自己一个人来奔跑我们这样一个属灵的行程。
Depend on Him, rely on Him, and He will honor you. He will bless you, and He will reward you.
我们来信靠神，我们来依靠神，他会祝福我们，他会让我们能够
Let's pray. The concluding prayer will be from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
那我们结束的祷告是在希伯来书的十二章一到二节。
Father, we want to take these words by faith and live by these words in the power of your Holy Spirit. Your word says in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, we have such a large cloud of witnesses surrounding us. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us and run with endurance the race that lies before us.
希伯来书的十二章一节说，我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Keeping our eyes on Jesus, the source and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that lay before him endured a cross and despised the shameand has sat down at the right hand of God's throne.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Father God, grant us grace to finish strong in you.
亲爱的天父，求你真的是赐给我们每一个人你的恩典，让我们能够有一个结尾。
We pray all this by faith in the resurrected name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们靠着信心，靠着耶稣基督，钉死复活的耶稣基督来祷告。
Amen.